This is God talk. It's on Jesus. It's on scripture. Hold up. It is written. Let it be unto me according to your word that will never return to my father void and will always accomplish what it is sent to do. Psalm 103. Read it. Here's verses 19 and 20. Rhema. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Kingdom military. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. In the name of Jesus, Father, send legions of angels to protect your children. Better yet, help us understand that you are in control. You are our protector. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And if one does, it had to go through your filter. Even every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn by your spirit operative within. Help others to listen, share, download, and repost. Add value to the talents, cause the Father made an investment in you. Precious purchase of the King himself, who redeemed us by fulfilling who redeemed us by fulfilling his blood covenant through the Son Jesus that made the Christ legal. It's all Jesus. Holy Spirit, comfort everyone missing a loved one. Father, thank you for the hope to see them again by the evidence that death is defeated, cause the King is alive. It's all Jesus, oh faithless generation. Order in the court. What is not a full assurance in the heart is willful ignorance, disregarding the Father's will. In the name of Jesus, the serpent circle is broken, divinely dissected in all dimensions by the word of God that is living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing to the division of body, soul, and spirit. My God is a consuming fire. He is my potter. I am the clay. He is my Father. I am the work of his hands. Purged in the burning fiery furnace, crushed and remolded daily over and over as he deals with our dark destructive triggering shifts of compromise. Character infiltrated by the self-motivated madness. Faith is a law, a rule, a walk, a groove, a zone, and must come from the author and not limited by our five senses. Cause faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Full assurance in the heart is the essential part of things joyfully expected, the authentic experience of things not seen. What is not of faith is sin. What is not of Jesus is missing the mark of rain. And what is not of faith is rebellion against the Father's will. Line upon line, present, precept upon precept. Let me help you unwrap your gift of the beloved Son. Christ in us, the hope of glory, in whom the Father is well pleased, not us. It's all Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Final destination, counted, crucified, buried, and raised with Jesus. Christ, the Father's salvation by grace, through faith, all sufficiency, cause his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, help me manage my blessings. I'm pleading with shameless persistence, human knowledge as I seek first the kingdom and righteousness of God and his righteousness. Woo. I demand a supernatural intervention. I demand understanding. I demand wisdom, discernment, and revelation. You are my confidence. I'm totally dependent, relying on the fact that you who began a good work in me will bring it to a successful conclusion. Today, the day of salvation. Deck toss is now. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad, basking in the free favors of the Father that profusely abound. Justified, sanctified, glorified. Line upon line, Ephesians 2, read it. Here's verses 4 through 6. My Father, who was rich in mercy because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, made us alive together with the Christ. By grace we have been saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Royal position, death is defeated, the King is alive, and dominion is given to the children. Can someone come into agreement? Can someone say amen? For the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the prince and ruler of the kings of the earth, unto him that loves us and washed us, setting us free from our sins in his own blood, who constituted us a kingdom. He made us kings and priests to our God and Father. To him be the glory, dominion, and power forever and ever. Amen. So you roll for a temporary 60 seconds and count a few blessings with me. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for the food that I eat, the air that I breathe. the water I drink, the clothes that I wear, and the roof over my head. Thank you for the fact that you are in control and at work, maximizing the benefit of each burden, disturbing the fig leaves we attempt to cover with. I demand your supernatural intervention right now, Daddy. First Peter 3:15. Hey, let's see, this is the first part of the verse. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. For Christ also suffered and died once for the sins of humankind, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, providing us with an entry into the presence, having in fact been put to death with respect to the flesh of his human body, but made alive by the Spirit. Reflect for a minute, let's rewind to chapter 5 of 1 Peter. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Here's the commands. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He'll lift you up. Cast all your care upon him. Deposit with him once for all the whole of your worry, because he cares for you. To him it is a matter of concern, respecting you. Be of a sober mind, be watchful. Your adversary, who is a slanderer, namely the devil, as a roaring lion in fierce hunger. Do you hear the anti in this? Is constantly walking about, always seeking someone to be devouring. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, stand immovable against the onset, solid as a rock with full assurance in the heart, knowing that the same kind of sufferings are being accomplished in your brotherhood, which is in the world. But the God of all grace, the one who summoned you in Christ, not witchcraft, grace, with a view to his eternal glory, after you have suffered a little while, shall himself make you complete, shall establish you firmly, shall strengthen you, shall ground you on a foundation, the chief foundation. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread. This is digital communion. This is life and peace for me. Listen to me breathe. Listen to me speak the word of God and feed our spirits. It's time to eat. Sit down and eat if you want to eat. It's time to feast. Amen. Thank you, Father.